Didn't I say that? What?
No, he's off with stuff in the bin. You do the introduction.
Abis. Welcome to the Didn't I Say That? What podcast with this week sponsored by
Coca-Cola.
The Great Paywall of China. I'll let you do yours because you've written this and you've put good effort into it, which is more than can be said for me.
The one I haven't actually changed from last week, so we'll just go with that. So a man who is currently double parked, currently disgraced former producer Toby. Oh, you got rid of it, did you?
Yeah, you just put it in the bin.
When I wrote this, you were.
Oh.
A man who has already written three jokes for our beer drinking special. We didn't change it from last week.
We're not on it. I am drinking beer, but we're not on it.
Yeah.
Kev's drinking a beer as well. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, it's delicious. Celebrate my new dairy-based job. Coming soon.
Soon to start. 2 weeks' time.
The milkman of humankind now.
Do we want
milking men?
Do we want to do this whole intro or
yeah.
Share?
Yeah. Yeah.
God.
It'd be wrong if you didn't.
It's a bit bigger again from last week, isn't it? Producer Wayne Ventura, a.k.a. Spicy Big Tasty, a.k.a. Spicy Big Tit, a.k.a. Spicy Big Chest, a.k.a. MC Crispy Deluxe, a.k.a. Big Toasty, a.k.a. Kevin Spacey, a.k.a. Dave Toasty, a.k.a. Kevin Tasty, a.k.a. Spicy McNugget, a.k.a. Clem Fandango, a.k.a. Big Slice, a.k.a. OG Smoke, a.k.a. McCunt, a.k.a. McLovin, a.k.a. Nick, Christopher Mince Pies Cook, and the Inflexible Rob Biles.
Mince Pies.
That's another callback from last week. I listened last week. I couldn't get his real name anyway. I'd get that wrong. It'd sound like Mince Pies if I said it.
Mince Pies is better. Christopher Mince Pies. Kevin Spacey kills me every time because he's a rapist too.
Move it along, mate. Come on, news.
Do you mean like Nick or the Wolfhound?
More on that later.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Right, plenty of sly news to be getting through. Some of it is Valentine's related, seeing as today is, in fact, Valentine's Day.
We're recording this early. No, I'm giving it away because we can't record next week because we're all like proper lads and we'll be doing sex and that. So those of you that aren't
with each other
to the podcast,
but maybe
we record
last
on
resort.
We record on a Tuesday, so you're shagging on Pancake Day.
Yeah,
you're fucking spoiling that. Poor kids.
I don't pork kids. AKA Big Tasty.
Pork kids.
Oh fuck! I can see why you've changed these around now. Put that down.
I only changed the one at the bottom. Nick wanted you to read it. Right, here we go. Stacey Solomon left distraught but not surprised after realised that the Lapland trip Joe Swash has booked for them is a private dancing club in Corby.
That was one left over from the Christmas special I found. Indian school children are reported as bidding their mothers goodbye by saying Bombay.
It's a spelling error, guys. That's supposed to say Mumbai.
You fucking Kev's a colonial.
Colonizer.
His new employers won't take kindly to that.
They're not from Cologne.
Oh, wait, wrong one.
Oh, no, you look racist.
That's right.
Reverse Uno'd himself.
Showing his true colours.
Undertaker profits have taken a hit in the last quarter. Experts say it could be due to the fact that a coffin is the last thing people need.
Sir Ian McKellen confused by punter's catcalls at local panto of "It's beneath you." Fucking hell.
Again, another Christmas special.
That works on a couple of levels for me.
Or for him. Gay, yeah?
Well, because you're an actor and gay. Council Estate rapper JSA has attempted to defuse tensions following claims that he is aggressively homophobic after bragging in his track Flat Roof Pub that he's smoked a lot of fags.
Hollywood jazz-loving crackpot Jeff Goldblum has advised that you should never fight a dinosaur unless you want to get Jurassic kicked.
I'm glad that one got red, right? Tommy Robinson says that sex in the shower isn't for him. It's sloppy, dangerous, and arguably the worst thing about prison.
Fucking cunt.
Autistic man asked if he has a date for Valentine's Day. Confirms it's February the 14th.
Oh, no.
Rick Wallace says him and his wife are a great match as he has a 10-inch penis and his wife doesn't know which way to hold a ruler.
Oh, hang on. Lucy Cook confirms that the original plan was to only invite Nick to the evening do.
The recent influx of divorce amongst tennis players has been attributed to the fact that that love means nothing to them.
Katie Price's current boyfriend says that she's the perfect trophy wife and she's got big ears and the previous winner's engraved on her.
Fucking hell.
Controversial historian Stephen Waxy Lemon, second mention, has claimed that Adolf Hitler wasn't evil. He just completely misunderstood a commonly used phrase and thought it was an instruction to use as much juice as a chocolate fire card.
Fucking hell. Oh, my word.
Wingdings are converting all their symbols to Kev Sly news stories as they are harder to comprehend.
Was that your own?
Yeah.
I'm glad you read it.
Self-deprecating.
Producer Nick's wedding was so emotional, even the cake was in tears.
It's all about love this week. Kermit the Frog has told Kay Burley at Muppets Monthly that he's a big fan of oral. It's like pork crunch when she's on top. Send from my iPhone.
I wrote the joke for you, mate. I just...
Thanks.
But then you weren't meant to put the iPhone bit in. Carbuncles on the arse of mankind gate.
Cov thief.
Die Hard Telfordian, Phil Hairpiece, last name redacted, is said to have fingered a gypsy at the circus last year. Apparently she was on her period, so he got his palm red for free. Oh, that's brilliant.
Let's just stop recording. We're never going to tell that joke.
Night, everyone. See you next week.
Which Phil's that then?
Last name redacted.
Hairpiece. Last Barnett. Name redacted.
Phil Hairpiece. The Turks have done it again.
Oh. A man has been arrested after bragging to friends over social media that he lost his virginity to a cougar. CCTV now released from Dudley Zoo has been helping police catch the nonce.
Hopefully they can find that wolf hound while they're at it.
Press the drop, Nick.
Do you want to unpack any or not?
No.
I want to ask Dan about as much juice as a chocolate fire guard. What's that all about?
Everyone knows.
Move on.
Everyone knows we don't read our own jokes unless Kev reads his own joke. That was poetic that he read the one about how bad he is at writing them. So,
send for my iPhone.
Send for the man.
Oh yeah, yes. Oh, I'm joking.
Oh, squelch.
The bonjour nearly made me spit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you hear that when he was recording or did you miss it?
No, I didn't. Oh my god.
I did earlier. I'm like, that's brilliant.
It was very subtle.
Bonjour. Beautiful.
Have you ever said bonjour while you're getting your beans?
No, but I'm gonna.
Well, you're married now.
So you ain't.
You ain't getting your beans.
So, that drop can mean only one thing.
We were late in tonight.
We need to supervise Nick closer.
It's that Lucy is about to file for divorce. No, it's the feature that all of you have been asking for. Porno or porno.
Ooh.
Featuring William Baskerville.
Gassy one, this.
Is it?
It's gassy eggs.
Gassy.
That's porn now. So, I've compiled
me and Nick watch gassy eggs, that one, that's why you're having a shower.
Whatever the Brazilian, the Portuguese for gassy quavo. Eggs is.
It's got to be on it.
Gassy
language.
Quavo, yeah. Huevos Diablos.
Huevo. Or no huevo.
Egg. The devil's eggs.
Tell me I'm wrong. So I came up with this concept by stealing it from William Baskerville. And this is...
So you didn't come up with the concept.
I came up with the concept by stealing it from William Baskerville.
No, you came up with the concept of... stealing it from William Baskerville.
Get a load of
that is a concept.
Get a load of producer,
is that not
Nick?
What I said?
Stay in lane. Just press the buttons when we meant to.
I preferred it when producer Nick was Dan. So I'm going to read you, Buzz, I've got us a Diggler's Dozen, 13. I'm going to read you a parody title, and I want you to tell me whether it's porno or porn no. The difference there being the slight pause between porno and porn no. Porn no being that you don't believe it's a porno. Porno being that you do believe it's a porno. Who's right? You decide.
Well, no, you decide.
There's no decision to be
so
made.
What's phone name?
Real. No name or phone name. Porno or porno.
So this is Kev's feature.
But you, ripped off you, by William Baskerville.
And you've turned it to
and
smut.
And I've repatriated it. Say what you will. Some of our listeners are not going to have a date. Most of our listeners are not going to have a date. Four of our listeners are in this room.
We're all in long-term relationships.
But the rest are probably going to have to masturbate on Valentine's Day. And they might need some...
Scoot it back about a minute
all
and a half.
All of us are going to masturbate.
Scoot it back about a minute and a half and listen to Nick and you get your beans. if you don't come to that, you're a lost hope.
I think you're ambitious in thinking that it's only been a minute and a half of absolute fucking bollocks waffle since
I've been
drinking.
Drop. I don't know where we're at.
It's about 11 seconds ago. So, kicking us off, tell me whether it's porno or porn no. V for vagina.
Porno.
Yeah.
And her snatch is as shaved as her head.
I reckon she's got it into like the fucking mask.
Oh, yeah. the mutar. Yeah, yeah. Waxed.
Like Robert Pires.
It's covered in a plastic mask. Dental dam.
For those of you keeping score at home, this is porn no.
Oh.
But it does. It definitely
it should
be.
I
100%.
Think, should we bankroll this? Rob can be executive producer. We'll have nothing to do with it.
Who was the guy who was in that?
Was it Natalie Portman?
Yeah.
Hugo Weaving.
That is it. It should be. There should be a porno. And it should be like dubbed with only him.
Unterpansy?
Well, thanks for that input, Nick.
You're welcome.
Legally Boned.
That's got to be.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah. Porno.
Porno.
Boys, you are correct. That is porno. I have the DVD/VHS covers, so we can add these up onto the socials next week.
Probably can't.
Is yeah, it you can. None of them are extreme.
Is it starring Reese Witherspoon?
Sadly not.
Was there any Witherspooning for
it's
foreplay?
Reese Witherspoon in her.
She was stabbed, you know.
With a dick.
She's fine, thanks.
Yes, Legally Boned, as we say, is porno. Game of Bones, winter is coming.
C-U-M, yeah?
Yeah.
Gotta be, ain't it?
Yeah. I'm confident.
Game of Bones, winter is coming.
There's definitely going to be some kind
it's of... almost too clever.
Yeah. Mm. It does feel like it's a red herring. It's throwing you off the scent because it's too good of a parody title. But Game of Bones, winter is coming is porno.
Yes.
Raiders of the Lost Arse.
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping it's a porno.
Cross me fingers.
Is it a bit of S&M? Is there a bullwhip in
it? I don't know. Some of these may be homosexual eroticism.
Oh, okay.
There's definitely some tombs being claimed out.
Womb Raider. That's not on here.
I'm not sure. I'm going to say porn no.
Yeah, I think you're right, Nick.
Unless
yeah.
it's British.
Oh yeah, that's a good shout. Yeah, it's a bit.
It's very niche in your market. It'd be like having a porno called Indian Ale, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no phone name.
It's actually porno. And it is a gay porno.
We won't watch it later.
Any play on Harrison Ford?
Possibly. I don't
Harrison
know.
Harrison Ford skin.
In neutral.
It's sequel / prequel.
Harassing foreskin.
Pre-cum.
Indiana Bones and the Temple of Poon.
Yes.
Great.
I think that's a porn no.
Yeah, I'm going to go for no.
Because you've seen the other one and gone.
No, they're both pornos. There is no Last Crusade.
Is so the Temple of Poon, though, is hetero?
I believe so, yeah. It's based on the title.
Unless it's all les.
It might be all les. I've not watched any of these. Until now.
which will be done purely for research.
White Men Can't Hump.
Yeah, I think that is. I'm very, very...
This is, I think this is...
It's going to be like an ebony...
Four of us in this room can attest to the fact that white men... Actually, no. Three of us can. We fill prams.
Not well, though.
Yeah, it doesn't say about the efficiency of it. If anything, I'm very efficient.
Get in, get out, get done.
Get clean.
Get the job done. Give Nick the towel.
So you think it
does bring new meaning to throw the towel in, doesn't it?
Porno?
Sure.
Yeah.
Porno, boys.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
Nah, you fucking entrapment there. You give it a porno? Like,
no, that wasn't a porno.
Pacific Rimming.
I can't. The concept of that, isn't it like Big Robots, the actual Pacific Rim film?
Brazil's in the Pacific.
No, Brazil's the Atlantic.
Atlantic side, that's a shame. Because we would have watched some Pacific Rimming in that case. Maybe we need to watch some Fijian lass farting on. Farting on another lass's mouth, Nick. next time we're 19 and sat at my house.
It's going to be like some sort of fucking sci-fi robot-y porn. I can't. Unless they've purely just gone for the name and then.
Yeah.
Yeah, these may have nothing conceptually in common with
you. Can't rim a robot.
Well.
Well, join us next week. as we try.
The rumba in.
If you can't rim a rumba, what can you rim?
Rim a rumba.
Rim a rumba.
I just got to be. What's the
combination?
You know, in Zach and Miri make a porno.
Let us fuck.
There's Luke Guyballer, isn't
there? Yeah.
Hang on. I've just got visions of R2-D2, like, whipping a fucking cock out.
Hey, what you got up to in your spare time is none of our business, Nick.
Anyway,
so I need an answer.
So I'm
going to
say
rimming.
No. I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it is.
Correct, it's not a porno. But it is an erotic novel.
Who by?
I don't know. You'll see the author when I share the pictures later. E3, the extra testicle.
That's like is it Total Recall, triple titties?
Yeah, it is.
Total Reball.
I'm going to say no. I don't think that's...
No.
Oh,
it does not, doesn't
that,
do anything. Yeah, it's like what it doesn't. Have, the concept is like, what's he going to do with it?
Yeah,
some people probably fantasize on get
fingered by him.
Yeah, having his light up him.
Mm. E3, the extra testicle is a porno.
Fucking god,
Elliot.
Men in Black.
That's a gay porno.
Yeah,
I couldn't find a gay version of it, Dan. So thank you for informing us, but that is porno. Men in Black, American Booty.
I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah,
I reckon that time era, they would have put something out like that.
Anal was all the rage, then, was it, Nick?
Well,
Indian. American Booty is porno, and there is both a gay and a straight version of that. The Da Vinci Load.
Our favourite. That's my favourite.
Yeah.
Porno.
I hope it is.
I hope it is, but I don't think it is.
It is porno.
Yes.
Analyze this.
Gotta be, ain't it?
Porno.
It's too good.
Hopefully. Yeah, let's get it.
Yeah, that is porno. Brilliant. And finally, Step Brothers.
What are you doing?
That's just a good film. I'll just put it in there.
You curly headed fuck. You curly pubed fuck.
And wine mixer. I do like a wine mixer.
Fucking no. Catalina wine mixer. So that's it for porno or porno?
Bass. I like the buttery biscuit bass. I like the bass. I like the buttery bass. I like the buttery biscuit bass. I like the bass. Bass. I like the buttery biscuit bass. I used to sell fruit and veg on the market. I'm a buttery biscuit cunt.
Right then. Welcome to A Day in the Life Of. And this has been conjured up this morning. Rolled over in bed, picked up my phone, looked at Twitter. And if somebody posted an article that by Greg Wallace, I don't know what publication it was in, Cunts Monthly or something, or one of our other ones that we use in Sly News. As soon as I read it, I'm like, this is hilarious, we'll have this. And then as the day's gone on today, it's just got more and more traction and it's everywhere now, like all over like the Alan Partridge pages. If you'd like to play along at home or in the studio, it's up to you. Keep tabs of every comment that you feel is very Partridge-esque. I think you'll probably get over 50. It's fucking mad. So Greg Wallace, My Saturday. Also as well, I'm pretty much convinced Greg's probably paid this publication to have this written about him. It's not like some reporters, oh, I'm going to make a name for
desperate
myself.
Desperate to know what, yeah.
Yeah, and find out, like, what is John Terodes actually like to work with? It's like, Greg, I want to write a column. I want it to be about me. And what my normal Saturday looks like. So there's a nice picture of him there.
He looks
egg with
like
a fucking face.
He looks like the eggheads.
He does. He looks like fucking the onions he's selling.
Dr. Robotnik.
Or fucking Coneheads. That's it, Coneheads.
The MasterChef presenter, 59, on Ancient Battles, Belly Bloat,
Coke.
Fatherhoods, and Early Nights.
Nick could have a fatherhood if you could get it sorted.
Fatherhood don't cover his father head.
So this is Greg Wallace's Saturday, 5 a.m. I wake up at the same time every morning. I'll read for an hour. Right now, it's A Gentleman in Moscow by Amor Towles.
One.
Which is what you need in your house, Amor Towles. Come round.
A less cum soaked.
Yeah, you have to fucking crack them off the radio.
Then I'll make myself a coffee and check emails. I'll also look at the sign-up numbers for my health program on gregwallace.health.
Two.
That's a plug. Lovely cool. plug. 7 a.m. I work out 5 days a week. So presumably, I don't know, does that mean he's going to be working out? We don't know.
Yeah.
Has he had a day off in the week or what's going on? I'm down the gym half an hour before it opens. Three.
What a fucking waste of time.
It's
not.
They let me in earlier so I can have a swim and sauna by myself. Four.
Oh, because he's Greg fucking Wallace.
Oh, fuck. What a cunt.
Half an hour early. Well, time for a wank.
Why is he having a swim and a sauna and as his first thing when he gets to the gym?
I've got it on good authority that a sauna's a good way to lose weight. We know someone he goes to the sauna instead of the gym. Hi, Dave.
They let me in earlier, so I have a swim and a sauna by myself. Then I'll review my to-do list whilst walking on a treadmill. No sweating.
Because he's a nonce.
Fuck me.
I aim for 50,000 steps a week. I do about 7,000 a day. I'm now 12 stone, having lost 5 stone. And I have less than 18% body fat and a six-pack. But I have a belly that bloats. I guess we all have our imperfections.
Shut the fuck up, man. He's never... I've got more of a six-pack than fucking Greg Wallace. 18% body fat, my arse. His fucking head's fat.
10:30 a.m. Meet my PA Helen, 7. I had to check it in, say Lynn. At the local travel town, oh no, Harvester for breakfast. Bacon, sausage and fried egg. People say to me, I didn't expect to see you in here. look, they do grilled chicken. There's a salad bar. I've never been disappointed. It's all about expectation when it comes to food. I've regularly been disappointed in 3-star Michelin restaurants around Europe, but never in a Harvester.
What a
shit.
Harvester paid him. Ebbing's a plate at Harvester, you cunt.
Well, you can eat as much salad as you want because it's included in the price of your meal.
I manage MasterChef filming, my well-being business, and now there's also my new health and well-being podcast. A piece. That's like about 4 plugs, isn't it? A piece of cake.
I love We've chatting. All got a podcast, Greg.
People listen to his, though, I bet. We're shitting on him and he's making money.
I love chatting to the experts, but I'm quite the expert too.
Oh,
having been journaling, manifesting, goal setting and reading self-help books for years.
If you use the word manifest in anything other than a comical way, you're a cunt.
So, I read, so I'm an expert on things. Well, that makes no sense.
What have you read recently, Nick?
Mein Kampf. This article.
Funnily enough,
it's rimming.
That's the horn of all horns. We need a super horn for no, Mein Kampf
but
reference.
Funnily enough, it was actually about Adolf Hitler.
Just read about your idols.
You say never meet them.
Lucky for you, he's dead.
12 p.m. Back home for lunch, which my wife Anna. Anne Marie Stepnell or Stepernny, so it's wrong name.
What's she, Anne?
It's like one of them where like she's just never corrected him because it's not worth the time. It's like, oh, fucking wife.
Yeah, I did that in afterwards to say, just for reference, this is his actual wife's name.
Oh, yeah, it's self-righteous.
He's been up since 5 o'clock and he's not had any time with his missus until midday. He's been and spent an hour and a half with his assistant, Helen.
Oh, yeah.
Helen. And a harvester.
He's harvesting her organs.
It very much feels a bit like a bit of a trigger, all right, Dave, kind of situation here, where it's like... but more on his timekeeping and how he spends his day in a bit. There's something brilliant coming.
I think you should read this again, because we've interrupted you and it's going to spoil the flow of that.
Okay. 12 p.m. Back home for lunch, which my wife, Anna, will have ready on the table. Her white bean soup with a crust of bread is a family favourite.
Fuck off. We'll have ready on the table. Even the biggest misogynist is like, have me dinner ready for the table, not me lunch.
Also, he's only had his fucking breakfast at 10:30
in the travel tavern.
And then he's back at 12 o'clock expecting
super
his wife to be spread on the table so he can flick her white bean soup.
Also, what's he doing with the rest of the loaf? Does he buy a new loaf every time he has white bean soup?
He just cuts the crust off. Everybody else can eat the innards. He just wants the crust.
He also, as well, if there isn't a crust, he just takes like the top off. So he just carves it.
He just glues it together.
So eventually it's just like the inner part of a bread in a cube for somebody else to fucking eat.
I'd eat that when I'm pissed.
That would be good, wouldn't it? 1:30 p.m. I like to spend time with my 4-year-old son. Oh, nice of you at 1:30 yeah. in the afternoon now on a Saturday.
Been up 8.5 hours at this point.
Saturday. Yeah. Fucking cunt. I have to spend all day on Saturday with my kids, unless I go looking for cards for Kev. Because he's getting a new job with a dairy company.
1:30 p.m.
He's own milk float.
Yeah.
It's electric.
It's electric, yeah.
It goes...
Get back, you bastard. I like to spend time with my 4-year-old son, Sid, who's non-verbal autistic.
I feel like bad. We can't joke now.
No, he should feel bad.
He bred him.
Crusty bred him. There's no crust on him. There was no crust on him, so he just cut the top off and fucked him off.
But though, are they one of these? Are they one of these couples that like they make bread out of her yeast?
That's what white bean soup is.
Flicking the white bean soup.
Oh God.
These next couple are like fucking a deep look into his life as well. He used to be in his own world, but he's starting to see company and show eye contact. We'll potter in the garden and play with our two dogs, Wally and Bella. I'm a much better father now I'm older. Although another child, this is brilliant, although another child isn't something that I would have chosen at my age. I was always very honest with Anna, but it is what she wanted and I love her. I just requested two things, that we had help in the house so her mum moved in, and secondly, that we had at least 1 week a year where we holidayed, just the two of us.
Fuck
without
me.
The kid!
Fuck me!
You fucking bald cunt.
Like, just fuck our autistic kid off so we can go to Malaga. You fucking...
Oh, my God, man.
I didn't
like him. No wonder John Turrell hates him.
Yeah, I'd say I didn't like him before. There's a fucking market seller.
3 p.m. I'm an amateur historian. I spend 2 hours by myself in my home office. So this is a great way... This is me, like, saying, oh, yeah, I'm a football fucking sports expert, or I'm into... ballistics and all that sort of stuff by playing Call of Duty. That's the sort of fucking thing.
That is your peak 2 hours, to be fair.
I can't get past this.
Only
fucking
during work
time.
It's like spending an hour
I'd
and a
like
half.
To spend time with my son. So 1:30 that is. He's then immediately gone, but we're outside now playing with the dogs.
Yeah.
And also I'm planning on, me and the missus are having a week away from him because he's fucking, and he can't tell us otherwise because he can't speak.
He just rolls his eyes at him.
90 minutes later, despite having 5.5 hours to myself this morning, I'm going to have another couple of hours to myself playing video games.
So the way he sells this has been an amateur historian is he plays Total War Saga, which is just like a fucking, like a Age of Empires type fucking computer game.
What a virgin. I don't think...
No, he plays Total War Saga. Thrones of Britannia.
Set in 878 AD. I prefer turn-based strategy computer games to fast ones that require reflexes.
I don't think or Sid's reflex. His kid.
What does he do between 5 and 6?
Wanks.
So the one thing everyone's pointed out as they've read through this, they're like, so on a typical Saturday, you spend an hour and a half with your kid and 2 hours playing computer games.
you've eaten soup with your missus for 90 minutes. Then you've played with your kid and your dogs for 90 minutes and you've played video games. There's an hour that's unaccounted for because you spend 2 hours by yourself, but then so that takes account 3 till 5, but 5 till 6, no man's land.
I wonder if that's like overspill
punching
like...
a spastic.
He's handsome. Nick, you were very good with a horn there.
I didn't see that one coming.
Neither did the spastic.
And you can hit them, retard.
That's the title. Best things about spastics is you can hit them, retard. That's the best title ever.
Hey, just keep rolling that horn. We're not done here.
Tonight's sponsor, Cal Parish for Reekin.
Oh, God. Cut that out. Jesus Christ.
You never signed any contract. You don't get any veto rights.
Jesus Christ.
It's all right. I'm going to put some ramps in for you. 6 p.m. I cook dinner for the family once a week. Grilled fish.
Oh,
and
fucking hero.
This fucking cunt critiques everyone's cooking on Master Cunt, but he only cooks once a week.
So he gets grilled fish from the local fishmonger at the local farm shop, Hartley, in Cranbrook, Kent. So at least we can narrow down close to where he lives. Hartley, maybe shit on some of the fucking fish.
Shit on some of his windscreens.
So he likes bass, soul, and crap.
He likes bass.
We'll make that into a meme later out of this. Crap, to make sandwiches with chips. So he's doing fish and chips, basically. So he's a fucking... Loves his cooking, judges other people, and he makes fish and chips. I now make my own healthy cheeseburgers instead.
You can't make them with chip with fish, you cunt.
I only drink twice a week, either for a rugby game or dinner with Anna, which isn't his wife's name. I'll start off with a pint, then have a wine, then maybe a whiskey or brandy. I don't drink excessively anymore. I've never regretted not having a drink.
Neither of you lads, you all had 0%.
I've never, ever regretted.
Never, ever.
Really emphasises it.
Honestly, it should say.
I only drink twice a week, but when I drink, I fucking drink.
Tuesday to Thursday and Saturday to Monday.
When I drink, Anna better not be present. She will get
the
battered.
The boy. That's what he calls him, the boy. And the boy needs to be gone.
So, yeah, when I've had a drink, I tend to try and smack the smack the daft ass it.
Oh, we can't run this episode.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I thought this was just going to be a nice, easy one. We just ripped the piss out of Greg Wallace for 10 minutes.
We've run out of... We've stopped even counting the partridges. We're now just hating on this cunt.
He's a fucking prick, man. I feel for Anna.
And Sid.
And especially for Sid, because his dad's a fucking clown.
Yeah, but... He's a better dad now that he's older.
What was he like before? Did he play Total War for 4 hours?
If you weren't playing
going down the pub for a week.
If you weren't playing Total Warfare, he was abusing them.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Allegedly.
So, 8 p.m., bed. So, nice turn in nice and early.
On a Saturday?
Yeah, he's fucking pissed up.
He doesn't like the Masked Singer, so he's off to bed at 8 p.m. I've tried sitting on the sofa eating biscuits, but I don't find it fulfilling. He's eating the wrong biscuits then.
This cunt's eating Garibaldi's, isn't he?
He is a baldy. We read or watch a film on my laptop. We read a film. We read or watch a film.
Just scripts. Just get sent loads of scripts.
You're going to do McLovin, and I'm going to be Seth fucking whatever his name is.
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill's character.
His character's Seth.
That's it. There we are then.
Yeah.
Well remembered.
Tell you. I cut short that one. I had Parsons in my ear then. You've said enough tonight, mate.
We read or watch a film on my laptop. I'm normally asleep by 9, so he never sees the end of the film then.
Not
either.
A fucking clue how any of them go.
And then. Under that, I think this tweet kind of probably sums him up as a human.
As a cunt.
So this is from Nick Holder at Valet Udodge Cage. Change that. I think that's French.
Valetudo.
Valetudo, yeah. It's
free fighting.
At Greg Wallace. Hi, Greg. I am cycling just over 180 miles in 2 days for Macmillan Cancer Support. Any chance of a retweet? Greg Wallace replies... Greg, missing off one of the G's originally from that, so he's put Greg. So it doesn't even actually like make sense. Because if you put the question mark, it should have just had the one G.
Yeah. So also, he's put a space between the word and the question mark, which syntactically is incorrect.
So Nick's got back to him and goes, no worries, mate. It's only people with cancer. You worry about your extra G, master twat.
Spot on. Yeah. Well done, Valetudo Cage.
What a prick.
He's a prize prick, isn't he? Head like a fucking egg.
I do like Inside the Factory, though. I'm conflicted.
Yeah, because watch in hope he's going to get fucking caught in a machine.
Mate. Falls in a fucking vat of Marmite or something.
Becomes dog
just
food.
Just slow.
The fucking pedigree chump.
He's pulled for a fucking mangle.
What
absolutely.
A,
yeah,
what
go
the,
fuck yourself,
thanks,
Greg.
Kev. You've really fucking wound
you've
me
brought
up.
The mood down.
If anyone's listening to this Valentine's Day, someone's getting hate fucked, aren't they?
Yeah, Greg Wallace.
Fucking Anna.
And but he'll wear a condom because he doesn't want another one.
He's just going to whip it out and flick it all over a white bean soup. Cover her in white bean soup.
I think that's a good place to end this segment.
Fucking cunt.
Overrated. Underrated, overrated time. This week, I've gone with cliche gifts for Valentine's Day. Ooh. We've got a Diggler's half dozen.
Four?
Seven.
Big seven.
Kicking it off. Underrated, overrated. Chocolates.
Is this as a present or is this just in general?
Yeah. As a present. All of these are as presents. If you were a lass, would you like to receive presents?
What are we talking?
Chocolates.
Bits, what chocolate?
Yeah. Are we talking black magic or?
We're going back to porno parodies.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to know what you get up to, Nick Cook.
Milk tray.
Bonjour.
Cum gutters.
I'd say chocolates are underrated.
As a gift?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd rather receive Total War Saga Thrones of Britannia set in 878 AD.
Leanne? Well, by the time this comes out, it's too late. You probably can't get it, but next year.
It seems like it's a free download.
Okay, so we're saying underrated on chocolates.
Yeah. It's a good gift, isn't it?
Flowers.
Well, it's self-raising, plain.
It replenishes everything you've used on Pancake Day then as well, which is ideal, isn't it?
Perfect. Yeah, but you're not meant to, are you? That's the idea. So you're meant to suffer for 40 nights because Jesus did. Bullshit.
Jesus died for his own sins, not mine.
He didn't bomb anyone.
He did.
That's your sin. You own it.
He shoved it at one of his disciples, Judas.
Here we go, where we go.
He Jewed that ass.
So, flowers. Like pollen flowers, not baking flowers.
Mm. It depends on the flower.
Yeah.
If it's a nice one.
Pink carnations, there you go.
I like having fresh flowers about the house, but they should be used more as a threat than a gift. It's like, watch these die.
Like
you're
you
next.
Will. In that case, would they be underrated?
Underrated.
Yep.
Talked myself into it.
Lingerie?
Ooh, underrated.
I think it's one of those overrated things, isn't it? They don't fucking wear them.
Maybe in your house, mate.
That is the problem with this stuff, isn't it? You get those like fucking on a string ones, don't you? And then it's an awkward conversation with other people's parents when you've handed them out at Halloween because you haven't used them.
Beef jerky pants.
You are, lads.
It's an even more awkward one when you have used them and they're just like half corroded.
Yeah, that's
fucking
they've lost their colour from where she's leaked her brine on them.
Don't worry about the few that are brown. That's chocolate on them. They're chocolate covered ones.
There's ones in the middle. They've just been licked. They haven't. That's not any other fluid that's corroded them.
So, overrated. What are we saying?
Nick's going overrated. I'm going underrated.
I think underrated, just because you can re-gift them at Halloween to kids.
So you're specifically re-gifting candy pants, yeah?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Dual use. Never had any complaints.
Talking of jewellery.
Oh. Yeah, why not? Cash for gold. Trade it in
it's
if you don't like
safe.
It.
Safe, yeah.
As long as it's not like Elizabeth Duke stuff, because you can't really get any value back on that, can you?
Marketplace, innit?
Yeah,
it's the
only
place you get rid of that. And then someone will go,
what is your best price?
Oh, just make me an offer. You
the best price
cunt.
Is the best price you will pay for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your move, cunt.
The best price is the one where I make the most profit.
£1 million is the best price. Can you do that?
Overrated or underrated? Obviously.
Good jewellery, I think, is underrated. Bad jewellery is overrated.
Fair.
Agree.
Yeah.
For jazzles.
Underrated. I've never seen one in the flesh or on the flesh.
they're exclusively on the flesh. Underrated for a vajazzle. I feel like they get in the way. Where do they put them?
On the vagina.
Yeah, there's a clue in there.
Where? It's made up of many parts, as Nick proved when he drew that one on your... bedside
vagina,
cabinet.
Yeah, yeah. Vagina cake.
Have a slice.
Does it go outside of...
He moved out.
No, it's
the
on
the vulva.
Isn't it on the... it's on the V of the skin, isn't it? The pubic region.
For amateurs, they use it and draw an arrow.
Draw an arrow to
with
the
gems. They are wasted on the inside as well because it's just...
For his pleasure then, isn't it?
Exactly. And as well, if you put a camera up there, it'd look like a Drake video with the set.
Oh, talking of Drake...
Underrated.
Oh, is he next?
Well, no,
Sir Francis.
He's had his dick out this week, hasn't he?
Has he?
I saw something today. I haven't seen it.
This is such a non-story.
I haven't seen it, but if we did another Celebrity Dick special, I'd probably have
Wiki,
to look
have
it
we got
up.
Wiki Dicks?
Wikipedia. That's on Celebrity Feet.
Drake's dick.
If Sir Francis Drake comes on that, I'm going to be fucking buzzing. He was always hanging out
what
with semen.
What a Barstool Sports got to do with Drake's dick?
It looks like a bar stool, probably.
And he has a hammer.
That weren't it, anyway. Clickbait.
There it is.
Good time. What the fuck, man?
What the fuck is
that's
that
enough one? Internet for today.
Yeah, we won't pursue that.
We've not seen it. What a waste of time. Back so to the game.
What were we saying for the Jazzles then? We got sidetracked.
Overrated, Drake, I'm saying.
Drake's
I'm going underrated just because I've never seen one in person. And I think they should come back. You've brought this. No one's even thought of it for Jazzles since about 2008.
Yeah, when Penland was selling them.
Were they?
Yeah. Penland sell the next thing as well, actually, occasionally.
Can't Ray Bentos plugs.
What?
Penland sell butt plugs, yeah. You know.
I suppose anything's a butt plug
if you're brave enough.
Yankee Candle.
Bag of cheese savouries. Stick them up your ass.
One at a time.
They will be afterwards.
So, butt plugs, not cheese savouries. Cheese savouries would be an underrated gift for me.
And this is gifting it.
I'd say receiving a butt plug.
No idea.
No, well,
underrated. Can you put it on display and just to make people feel awkward around your house?
We'll put one on the shelf here. That's fine.
I think it's underrated as well because I think you have to put a lot of thought into getting. If you're thinking like, what do I get? Chocolates, flowers,
butt plug.
Quite it's a big jump, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You've then got a whole.
You haven't, because the butt plug's in it.
Very good.
Ah, the wit of Vaughan.
You're also setting your stall out early because, like,
you know, the butt plug's in it.
Keeps it in.
Chocolates, like, that's too subtle of a hint. Roses, too subtle of a hint. Butt plug.
Rosebud.
Just straight down to
we're getting
business.
Our pants off and bits are going in
yeah,
each
yeah,
of us.
Yeah. I'm shoving something somewhere.
What about so a Poundland butt plug, though?
Oh, yeah. I'm not fucking made of money.
You can top it up with some other stuff then, can't you? Like an attachy wand
well,
or whatever.
You'd keep it in there as well, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Top
you
it
could
up
buy a few.
Put the butt plug in.
Stick them everywhere in your ears.
You wouldn't even worry about getting it back out, would you? That price.
Yeah.
Just collect them.
Disposable.
Leave them in there.
Fire them out. The neighbours.
The other end, dildo.
The other
it's not
end.
The other end.
You put it in your mouth.
Well, oh. Generally got a flat end.
We're learning a lot tonight about you, then.
The front side.
Front bum.
You could put a dildo in a mouth.
You could. It's just. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but.
You might as well get a magnum, though, if you're going to do that. Just to get a bit of flavour out of it.
Or that picture of your foot with a lass.
I remember the old foot lollies. That's what it looked like, didn't it? What were they called? Those fucking ice
funny foot. Funny feet, are they?
Yeah, something.
Foony feet.
There we are. Oh, fucking just like it, that is. That's some photoshopping for you to do over the weekend, mate.
Oh, I'm not waiting till the weekend.
We need to put these back out as video episodes.
So if you're playing along at home, if you go to google.com/search?Q equals funny plus feet plus ice plus cream ampersand R L Z equals. This is one of my fucking sly news stories, this is.
Oh, wait, I was waiting to say I committed you.
This is a great bit.
I was on a good run there. I didn't get any of them wrong.
There's a Brooklyn Nine-Nine episode where Captain Holt reads out a full URL.
Rip.
Rip, yeah, rip. Bring that back for the slate. Funny feet. So dildos were saying.
If it's a normal dildo for normal use, underrated. Overrated. If it's a funny feat to go in your mouth, underrated. Because you can always afterwards, you've got a stick to use, haven't you?
What the fuck? Foot fisting.
Foot. How does a foot fist a dildo?
Oh, oh shit. Whoa, 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 whoa. Top left.
That's dual purpose. She can go on the hand, you can go on the foot.
Fucking hell.
Last thing I want up my arse is Kev's foot.
The feet of the human body, eh? Yeah. Literally.
Kev would never get his foot in there past that wolfhound's dick.
You wouldn't want James Ward Proud on the end of it, would you? Proud. Proud. He would be proud.
Proud boy.
That's it then. Overrated everything.
Brilliant.
Rock and roll. Trigger of the week.
Right then, time for some trigger of the week.
Rates and slates.
Yeah, rates. That's only where we're at. We're
very
where are
rusty.
We need a new drop for this, really.
No.
It confuses Nick every week.
Yeah, every time.
It's confusing Kev now as well.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if we changed. I thought we changed it, then we changed it back, didn't we?
Yeah, we did 1 week where we trialled a different format, and here we are. We're back where we are.
I had something for this, but anyone else like to go?
Well, are we going slates or rates first?
You choose, Nick.
Should we go slates first?
Of course. Sure.
Negative nanny.
Well, you know, get the bad ones out of the way and on to the good ones.
Go on, then.
I'm going to slate Greg Wallace. What the fuck, dick.
I'm rating Sid.
Change your tune.
I always was rating Sid. Just didn't rate his upbringing.
It's a bad parent.
Is that a root cause?
Could well be. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's not non-verbal autistic, just doesn't want to
just
talk to
talk
his
Greg.
Dad.
He thinks his dad. He talks to Anna all the time.
Absolute cunt. He calls her Anne.
Her real name.
Well, you can't talk to him because he's never fucking there, is he?
Yeah, there's 90 minutes of the day on a Saturday that he's non-verbal. The rest of the week, he's a chatty Cathy.
The reason he's non-verbal is because he can't get a fucking worded edge row. For his dad talking about his strategies for war games.
He's got his fucking Astro headset on and he can't hear a fucking word that's going on in the house.
Got good audio though.
I've put down here slating rapey Irish wolfhounds.
Rape?
It's like countdown. Right. Just that's what I've put down.
Always
so
slate them.
Slating them. I just think they should be less rapey.
Always slate them.
Consent, please.
I'm going to slate right wing commentators in America that are somehow saying that Taylor Swift being involved with Travis Kelce and the Chiefs being in the Super Bowl is some way of ensuring that Joe Biden is re-elected in November.
It's one of these where it's a bit like if OJ's didn't select the Kardashian lawyer, they would. It's a whole sort of like butterfly effect.
Thanks,
situation.
Kev. My aim is off.
It's all right, mate. We'll get that sorted.
New hands.
Curse these metal hands.
Rates and boys.
Oh, I've got one more slate.
Go on then, Nick. You miserable cunt.
I know,
it's Greg Wallace again.
It's not Greg Wallace.
It's John Road.
It's movies that repopularise shitty fucking songs.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to say like
Murder on the Dance Floor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you better not steal the groove?
What's that from?
Saltburn.
Is it in Saltburn?
Yeah. It was a shit song back then.
Yeah, but isn't Saltburn a shit film?
I've no idea. I've not watched it. It's meant to be really out there, isn't it? And weird and bizarre.
I've not seen it yet, but Promising Young Female that the director did was also kind of weird.
It's kooky from what Hayley said. She watched it.
Well, the guy drinks come out of a bath.
Yeah, well, this was what I was going to come on to. Is there's a thread.
A other flavoured monsters are available.
There's a thread that was doing the rounds on Twitter, and it was like a dad reacting. Like his daughters had told him to watch Saltburn, and he was sending them messages while he was watching it saying, this is a bit weird. The man's fucking a grave. Yeah. Oh, now he's drank cum out of a bathtub.
Cum are we I need to watch it, but
bathtub. So I was getting my hair cut earlier, and the lads are asking at the minute, how much would you need to be paid to eat the equivalent of like a Greg's chicken and
Greg Wallace
chicken and mushroom slice, but instead of that, the filling is just jizz. Like a infinitely wealthy man is offering to pay you whatever you demand to eat that slice. How much would you need to be paid?
Has it been put in before the pastry's baked?
and glazed. Yeah,
it's hot cum. So what they did say was, I think you can choose.
Oh, this is good. It's either reassuring.
A vegan option.
A lot of people. Well, no, because they're choosing to put it in there, so it'd still be vegan. It's a lot of cum from several dudes, so it's fresh. Or one dude's cum that's going stale, sort of.
You know, like when you go to a restaurant and pick the lobster, can you do that as well? Like, pick the actual... pick the guy. Dude? Like, he looks quite healthy and showers.
He looks like he's eating a lot of pineapple recently. So, Nick, how much is too much?
Nothing is too much.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because so far, someone said they'd do it for 500 quid. Which is setting the bar very, very low.
What do you plan on doing with the money, Dan?
Buying more of
them. opening a franchise.
Pitch it to Greg Wallace.
Greg's Wallace.
He likes the two biscuit base, doesn't he?
Fuck me.
It would have to be a lot, wouldn't it? Come on.
A lot of cum, yeah.
500 quid, that's not a lot, is it?
And they reckon he was highballing him.
So I'll make a commitment to you boys now, right? If I get to the point in life where I can retire and I'm like a millionaire, not from eating cum pasties, but... just from stealing from work and everything else, other revenue. I will then make it my life focus to go into culinary school for 6 or 7 years to get good enough to get onto MasterChef to come in a pasty that Greg Wallace eats. And then as he eats it, he asks what it is. I'll be
God's
like,
work.
That's got cum in it, mate. Go and look after you. Go and sort you. Go and look after your son, you cunt.
wipe your lips and go and see Sid. Why do you have to get wealthy to do this? I'm signing you up now.
It's just a commitment. I want to make sure I am like a master baker.
Master baker.
Do some master baking.
You go to the best French culinary school.
Learn all the detail of like how you use eclairs properly and choux pastry and all that sort of stuff just to come in it and give it Greg Wallace.
I'd hate to see your choux pastry. I'll send you foot.
I normally just wave it off.
An eclair. That's what he calls his toe jams.
But an eclair balding.
Baxter.
Horses can come along, though, can't they?
Don't know.
I remember a girl who used to wank horses.
Oh, yeah. Do you give her grief?
Yeah, all the time. Can we get
Is it good grief with...
Monqueef.
Horseplay with.
We'll get Jess on and she can tell us about wanking horses.
Has Jess got a horseplay surname that we can use?
No. But we can.
Furlong. Fetlocks.
Fetlocks.
Look at the fetlocks on it.
Jess Fetlock. That's her name now.
Jess Fetlocks. Right.
We've got to lose a sax solo.
I'm going to rate porn parody titles. Because witty ones are excellent, but there are a lot that are just the name of the original property, a triple X parody.
Boring.
And that's just not interesting.
Mm. Put some effort into it.
Yeah, yeah. Star Wars.
Porkies. I know that.
me and Phil, when we were about 10 years or so ago, Phil came and helped me do some paper rounds back in the day. The first time I worked for the Shropshire Star. And we had an afternoon where we were bored and we wrote eight sides of A4 of porn films. We had Rim in Arizona, everything, all sorts. I found it out a couple of months ago. I'll see if I can dig it out. It's in a box at home somewhere.
Why have you kept that?
It was just it was in my Shropshire Star box, so I knew I'd go back and work for them. So I kept all my old stuff.
It's been gradually over time adding them as classifieds. So unless you've got a complete run of Shropshire Stars 2007 through 2017, you'll have missed in the funny pages.
I'm rating Kev's box from Shropshire Stars.
Yeah, that's a big
rating. I'm rating Kev's box.
Click on it.
Okay. Any more?
No more for me.
Do no. fucking bedtime, boys. Stop yawning.
Show us your blogger! Show us your bottle almost. What? Valentine's special.
Let me put a butt plug up your bum hole. From Poundland.
Is there another? Because one of my favourite things we've ever done on the podcast was that pin the tail on the donkey, finding where the woman's fanny was. Is there another one of them we can play? Put it on the socials.
There used to be a game called Muff or No Muff as well that you could play. It was like a Reddit page where some people used to like submit things.
You can't do that in the modern world with transgender rights and all that.
Because you can, they've got muff or no muff.
Still have a cock with a muff around it.
My cock's got a muff around it. It's like a fucking...
Looks like a microphone.
God at Buckingham Palace.
What are they guarding at the minute, eh?
The crown jewels.
The enlarged crown jewels.
Well, it's the enlarged prostate, isn't
it? Well, not anymore. He had that reduced. It's the other cancers he's got to worry about.
I'll check his fingers.
Cancers.
I'll check his fingers for cancer. That's where I'd be starting. They look like 10 tumours.
Your fingers got cancer?
Maybe.
I hope they haven't.
Thanks.
Yours aren't as red.
The nicest thing you've ever said.
I think
that
one's got gout.
Let's have a look.
Just one finger.
Yeah. Kev will know.
I've got some
that's
tablets
not gout,
for that.
Mate, that's a wart.
It's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is. It's you treat it with the Bible.
It's not. It's not a wart.
Right, and time for some plugs. You got anything to plug this week?
Nope. I'm plugging our 24-hour charity stream that we're going to be doing on Good Friday, the 29th of March, starting at 10 a.m. because we learnt our lessons.
We did, very much so.
Starting at 8 p.m. after a day's work was a fucking mistake.
We did have two charities in mind, didn't we? But I think we might have to do it for autism now. Just to give back a little bit.
Yeah, a couple of charities in
mind.
We could get
Greg in and we'll play a bit of Total War, couldn't we?
He can fuck off. I ain't doing anything for that cunt.
If we reach out to him, make sure we double G him as well.
No, single G him. I might send him a tweet tonight. Greg, are you Greg? We've done an episode that's half about you and we think you're a cunt.
Maybe not.
Cal Parrish has done an episode about you.
Let him hear it.
Phil scripted, we read it out.
Phil hairpiece.
Could you please let Alan Sugar know, because he won't listen to us anymore.
He doesn't know about us. He blocked us.
Did we talk about Alan Sugar's massive tax bill from last year?
15 million, something like that.
Because his accountant forgot that, because there's this thing if you're out the country for like more than 91 days.
Non-dom.
Yeah, you got, but because he's a lord... That doesn't apply to him.
Amazing.
So his accountant missed that loophole and he's had to pay like a fucking silly amount of tax.
That's isn't it? I bet he posted a picture of the cheque that he fucking wrote. Who writes cheques? Just do it by backs, you cunt.
You'll get it all paid in due course.
Which is where he plays golf.
Nick.
There's very little point there.
No. It's like the dam's
Nick.
Fucked, isn't it? The dam's
thing.
Broke.
No.
Yeah, just a bit of light bonjour just to try and take the fuck, cleanse the palate.
Calm us down. We've all had a beer, lads.
So I'd like to plug an idea I've had.
Oh, God, here we go.
So it was going to be a New Year's resolution, but we'll see what happens. So
just accept it, mate, we're thick.
I want us to try and get, at some point this year, one of the little endings in a Botchamania video. We've done the Cunt and the Gan single.
Bullshit.
Yes.
Let's try and get a little video into the, like, a Botchamania
ending. I've
got
one ready to go, that one of Alf. Singing, you talk too much. Homeboy, you
never let's get it in, let's give it a whirl.
Ayo.
And then we'll
New Year's resolution
we know
solved.
Someone who's had a Botchamania ending.
Who?
Oh, I don't know if it was... Who's the fucking... Not Kieran McQueen, who's that one that Jimmy Abbott... Jimmy Abbott poured drink into my mouth, Simon.
Oh, Parrot.
Yeah, he's had an ending on
fucking
there.
Fucking hell, he's...
He's pretty funny as well.
Yeah, he's a danger to children, he is.
He's a menace to society.
Yeah, so I think that's like a natural progression.
To be fair, if Jimmy Abbott's poured drink in your mouth, that's the least of your worries. It's what he does after that you want to worry
he
about.
He hasn't baked any pasties, has he?
He might have. based on the allegations against him. I'm game. Bit of botchamania, yeah.
I've had a couple of basic ideas to work off, but I can't remember them because I've written them down like a cunt. So one was
pork scratchings if she's on top. That's not even the one.
So one was something to do with Superman, Black Lace, and Macho Man. Actually, having Macho Man in the song and having it on the video.
Agadoo.
That's the old, what's it called? Superman.
Macho Man. Yeah,
Macho Man. And just have him like pop up or something.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one is tying in something that we know quite well. The old, that's the guy who got me in a headlock from the succulent Chinese meal guy. And then just have like Dean Malenko like fucking ripping a headlock on someone. You know, plenty of time. It's only February, isn't it?
Are you waiting to accept my limp penis?
Said Chris Jericho.
Let that happen. Manifest it, Kev.
Yeah.
Spend an hour manifesting that.
Is that just thinking about your own success?
Walking on a treadmill, not sweating.
Should we fuck this section off? Because we're already running pretty long and we're going to do nothing with it.
And the knob aren't allowing us to play. Play the drop, I'll just talk us in. So, yeah, knob or no knob, it's not happening. Bring it back, Dan, because there's actually... You titled this excellently.
I don't know. How do I get the archives back? How do I undo?
For Control Z? So, yeah, we're not able to play Neil or No Neil this week because it's Valentine's, and it was instead Neil or No Neil down and get this thick, veiny cock in your gob or something like that.
That'll do.
So, yeah, watch this space. New season will start soon, as soon as we're sanctioned. Peace!
Oh, Nick's getting brave here. We're not having pauses. He's ready to go home, isn't he? He's ready to drive his new Jeep home.
Clint. His name's not Clint. Oh. Right, other sexy shite. Everyone's favourite visual section.
I'm not even going to upload these.
We've got some little dicky pics for you.
Me first. This was a van that I saw in Shifnal on my commute to work this week.
I've seen it a couple of times.
What an absolutely fucking horrid slogan. So this is Paul Myler Transport Removals and Haulage, Specialist Motorcycle Carriage and Recovery. You can get in touch with them on 07729 697353, www.paulmylertransport.co.uk.
Click on it.
Email 141. paulmylertransport@hotmail.co.uk. And the slogan on the top of their van is, "Have you got PMT?"
Were you? Did you follow this, or did you park up and like...
No. I drove... I didn't take this picture. I drove past them and then found their Facebook page.
Hello?
Hiya, mate. I've got really bad PMT. You got any suggestions for me, pal?
Take the piss.
No, mate. It's really bad. Any tips? Because it says you've got... I saw your van, like, and it says, give you a shout if I've got it.
He's taking the piss.
The new shop's your ground control.
he seems less aggressive and angry.
I should have gone.
Get
yes,
a deal
I am.
On the like a discount based on if you choose 10 fonts.
If you choose 10 shit fonts, you can have it for free.
If you choose men behaving badly,
like whoever did the sign writing on this just had these fonts left over.
These are the letters no one else
are they even pick. Fonts, or are you just a bundle of letters from other cut-offs?
Remember Heidi's apostrophes? this is this cunt.
I couldn't remember if we'd already had this in here, but this was me. And this is a porcelain for sale at £50, listed about an hour ago in Canterbury, England. And it's a blue dog smelling Ginger Boy's ring piece.
Oh, imagine if that was the official title and you went on the Antiques Roadshow with it.
Showed it that lass off the news and she's like, yeah, that's not coming in.
That's Blue Dog smelling Ginger Boy's ring piece. Famous. Famous bit of pottery.
Fucking hell.
This was me, Dave's been back at the Red House. This is also me. So this just appeared on Twitter. So Vera Clinic, the official hair transplant partner of the Bentlands.
That's incredible.
They transplant your pubic hair into other people's bumhole hair.
Wow. Does this suggest that these three have had hair plants from Vera Clinic?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but not everything has to have a, like, you don't have to have a sponsor for every possible demo, like,
United, United started this trend because they had like official
tractor tires,
yeah, official Asian diesel agricultural engine. Like, fuck off.
Hero Honda. This is me again. So it's Morpheus from The Matrix. What if I told you, wait, did you just take both pills? And it's Jeff Hardy just about to match against Sting.
That could be a Botchamania ending.
Me again. Twisted Metal is literally just Mario Kart for ICP fans. And that's by John Bradley Leonhart. Which is Papa _ Squat.
Change it.
Facebook Marketplace has weird like ads in the middle of the page. And then this is some guy, just some pictures, some fella with a shit haircut and he looks proper spastic. And it's just titled Effective Dog Anal Gland.
Which is Dan's new nickname from next week.
What is with his hair?
That's the hair you have when you're a spastic.
Shit,
his teeth are probably crooked as fuck as
his
well.
His dad probably plays Total
War. This was for you, Dan. Just a warning. Do not enter large dogs.
So the Beeb trying to stay current and stay up to date with everything. They're now using QR codes. They put a screen, on the screen, they put a QR code so you can keep up with King Charles's cancer. Like, what fucking, is this a simulation we're living in now?
But it does take you straight to it.
The Ward 8.
And for those of you interested, King diagnosed with cancer, Buckingham Palace says. Fuck me. That's
mental. So I was trying to explain to Chris at my old place of work, Coca-Cola. Chris at my new... No, that's where I work at the minute, isn't it?
For now, yeah.
Presently, yes.
Yeah. So until I finish at Coke.
Crispy chicken, yeah.
Crispy chicken, yeah.
So beef Chris, for my missus.
Yeah, chicken, beef, that's it. It's all
chicken,
all
beef.
Doesn't do liver.
Not even in the Hilux.
No, he fucking sold his hot tub as well, so that idea's in the bin as well. Sticking that in the back.
Nobody wants to. Has anyone bought that?
In January.
The cum scum on that must have been horrible.
The foam on the top. Spunk foam.
Maybe they had a pasty shop. Skimming it. Grow their own. Farm to fork. Phallus to fork. I was trying to explain inflation to Chris and he couldn't get it. And I'm like, no, your salary now.
I'm experiencing a bit now.
So this picture here was the best way I thought to explain how inflation works. And he got it then after that.
Describe it.
So on the left, we have a girl which says our raise across her small tits.
Itty bitty titties.
Shall we say. And then on the right, we have a girl with big tits with inflation on them.
Kevin.
And that is how we explain inflation to Chris. And he got it.
And are you sure you're not an economist?
I saw this one.
Somebody's been down, I think it's Shawbirch or Addiston somewhere, isn't it? Bateman Drive. Someone's been and polished the E off it, so it's now Batman Drive.
Plenty of people polishing E's off in Shawbirch.
Bit of market placement.
Oh, my God.
Yep, we'll leave that one there. We're in enough trouble tonight. Here's a Dobby toy. Nice little sticker on it there. It says, push my chest to try me. Aggro. Bit of aggro from Dobby there. Little cunt.
See me in the foot bunker.
Right then. There's a caption, I think, down the bottom here. 2 multiplied by 10 plus 1 Romeo Dunn. It's one for the fucking fans of So Solid Crew.
21 seconds. Oh, fuck's sake.
Class. And this is a quick game of Purple Aki or Lizzo. It's five to play there.
Is he dead?
No, it was a rumour to scare the Russians, apparently.
This is me. Self-explanatory. Top one. There he is. There's your man.
That's not nearly Kim a high enough fade for him.
He's got a fucking sick trim.
High and tight, man.
Great poster.
Greatest hipster living. Right then. That's other shite.
Thanks for sticking with us. If you've got nothing else to do on Valentine's Day, we're sorry.
Hopefully you're at the Vinegars by now.
Enjoy the 24-hour play-along, Jamesy.
Didn't I say that? What?
Yeah, I'm getting it out.
Are you cock?
Is that fucking gypsy again?
Red palm.
We gave him all the scrap last time. I don't know what he's after.